Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day and good Wednesday to you all. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, is let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic is four natural ways to treat and prevent a urinary tract infection. Now you're probably saying, what in the world does a UTI have to do with me? Well, you'll be surprised. I'm here to enlighten you today, folks, and gather, strap up your bootstraps, and you're getting ready to enjoy a ride because it's some information that may be useful to you that you just did not know. So let me just enlighten you a little bit. Did you know that contracting a urinary tract infection is the number two reason that Americans go to the doctor? Did you know that? Probably didn't know that, did you? Probably saying, well, it doesn't affect me, but maybe you're listening and it does affect you. I'm like, wow, that is the number two reason why Americans go to the doctor. One in five women will develop at least one UTI. Whenever I say UTI, I'm referring to urinary tract infection. As us Americans like to do, we like to abbreviate. So UTI, one in five women will develop at least one of them within her lifetime. And although less common, many men are likely to suffer from one as well. So the cause of a UTI is bacteria buildup in the opening of the urethra that spreads to the urinary tract. If you're wondering if you've ever had a UTI, the symptoms are hard to miss. It starts with a frequent urge to urinate. Only a small amount is able to pass. Sound familiar? Many people feel tired, shaky, and may develop a fever while they have the infection. You're probably saying, well, it sounds a bit familiar. Well, let me continue. If left untreated, this is a UTI, a urinary tract infection. If it's left untreated, the bacteria could spread to the kidneys, causing a more serious infection. Doctors usually stop the infection in its tracks before it gets to the kidneys with a quick prescription of antibiotics. However, there are a few tricks and tips you can try at home that will help prevent the development of a UTI. So if you're trying to say, like, oh, gosh, I've got to go to the doctor, and, I'm not getting all the symptoms, but I have a feeling, well, hey, there are some things that you can do at home that will help prevent them. Will prevent you from, developing a UTI. Of course, we've all heard that cranberry juice can help the urinary tract healthy at the first sign of a UTI, but, you may be surprised by some of the other home remedies that I'm going to share with you right now. And here is, and it's one of, and cranberry juice is one of them, but I'll get to that one secondly. Firstly, baking soda. If you feel a UTI coming on, and I've already given you the symptoms, try nipping it in the bud with baking soda. You're probably saying, well, what in the world am I supposed to do that? Well, here's what you do. You just mix some into water, and then you do what? Drink it. You consume it. The baking soda naturalizes the acidity in your urine and can help pass the infection. Isn't that something? Good old-fashioned baking soda. And it's not baking powder, let's not confuse the two, it's baking soda, bicarbonate, okay? And you can find this in your local grocery store, wherever, even drugstore as well, very, very cheap, a little box, like 99 cents. And you just mix a little bit into some water and you drink it. simple as ever. How much more simpler can you get? And of course, we already mentioned cranberry juice. That's the second one. If you've it's been proven that cranberry juice has a mild antibiotic effect and can help you keep your bladder infection free. Now, I wouldn't go drinking cranberry juice every single day just because Coach Jesse said it's good for UTIs. Yes. But if you buy the one that has added sugars in it, you don't want to do that because then that triggers something else in your health, and that's not what you want. You don't want to add sugar, which equals inflammation, and then a whole bunch of other things go on. But if you're prone to UTIs, try drinking a small amount, a very, very small amount every day. Make sure it's the natural one. If it has too much sugar in it, if you feel it is, you know, something that is, I would probably do cranberries on its own. But if you have to, just drink a very small amount. That's like maybe 4 ounces. And you can also dilute it. If you're experiencing a UTI right now, here's what I recommend. Increase your cranberry juice intake to about 3 to 4 glasses per day to help flush the infection out of your bladder. Once again, make sure it's all natural cranberry juice and there aren't any additives in it. Just 100% cranberry juice. We always have a tendency to look at labels and see the big capital N word for natural and say, oh, it's natural. You know what? That is just hype. And turn the package around. Turn the item around, the product around. Read the fine print where it says ingredients. And if the first ingredient is water or sugar, you know it's not straight up cranberry juice. So you want something that has nothing else on the label other than 100% cranberry juice. And if the ingredients is going to say 100% cranberry juice, you're good to go. That's what you need, okay? All right, so here's a third one. And need I mention that? Once again, it is National Blueberry Month. So, of course, blueberries. These little berries are in the same family as cranberries. And one study has shown that they may have the same healing properties. So if you're not all crazy about cranberry juice, it's like, you know, like, hey, try eating as many blueberries as you can. It's the season for them, too. They're in abundance now. All berries are in abundance. And, of course, July is blueberry month, so you should find them very easily, any grocery store you go to or health food store. Sprinkle them on your oatmeal, bend them up in a smoothie, or just eat them by the handful. It's so good. And I definitely recommend organic, of course, because berries, this guy mentioned it before in my previous broadcast, that skin of berries are so thin. And when they're sprayed with chemicals, it seeps right into the berry. And that is not something you want to consume, especially by the handfuls or a loafful. So, you know, definitely go with an organic berry at all times. If you're going to buy berries, you're going to consume them pretty often, go with the organic ones. It's always best. An added advantage is that blueberries are a potent superfood with a multitude of other nutrients and health benefits. So if you're wondering, like, you know, this is just good for UTIs, no, it's not. It's loaded in antioxidants, and it's wonderful. It has wonderful healing properties. So not crazy about cranberries. Try some blueberries. Pretty much the same thing. A little bit of a different taste, different color. One is blue, one is red. You know, take your pick and go with that. And now, last but certainly not least, if you want to treat and prevent a urinary tract infection naturally, you know, just not going to the doctor, getting something that you can easily consume at home that's going to help. Guess what? This is the most easiest remedy ever. Good old-fashioned H2O. You remember that from science class? Water. This is probably the most important and easiest way to keep your body UTI-free. If you frequently get UTIs, make sure you are drinking at least 8 ounces of water every hour. That's a lot of water, right? You need it if you have UTI. And so this means that you should be urinating about every 4 hours at least, okay? If you have a UTI now, double or even triple your water intake to dilute your urine and pass the infection. Once again, if you leave it untreated, it's going to, you know, go to your liver and in your kidneys, and that's not something you want. It's also important to remember that a UTI can become a serious health issue. You know, once again, if you leave it untreated, and if you feel one coming on, you can try all of these or any of these home remedies. It's so important that you not leave it untreated. And if you're too lazy to try any of these home remedies and say, you know what, I'm just going to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. But I certainly do recommend home remedies first, because antibiotics, once you take an antibiotic, you're going to have to take a probiotic. You've got to combat that, because antibiotics, not only do they kill the bad bacteria, but they kill the good ones as well. So my first recommendation, of course, would be to do it au naturel. And, you know, try something. Just try something. If after 2 days you feel that you should go to the doctor, then do so, you know, if the symptoms present. But natural and home remedies or home treatments, they're much more effective at keeping UTIs at bay rather than completely treating a full-blown infection. You're waiting to the last minute. So you know what? I waited too long. You know, I've got to go to the doctor. And so that's what you should do. If you feel one coming on, and I will briefly go over the symptoms as well because, you know, it's so important that you understand what happens when you don't treat something or what's going on with your body. You've got to listen to your body. It talks to you all the time. It may not verbally speak, but physically you feel something and you know what's going on. It's not normal. You have to say, well, I've got to listen to my body. Well, briefly, once again, the symptoms are simple. You may have a frequent urge to urinate, but only a small amount is able to pass. And that's red flag number one. Also, you may feel sluggish or tired, extremely lethargic. You may also feel shaky. You also may develop a fever while you have the infection. So if you're feeling any of these symptoms, look into it. You might have a urinary tract infection, and you may want to definitely go through one of the wonderful, easy, very inexpensive ways to treat and prevent it. And that's baking soda, cranberry juice, blueberries, and good old-fashioned water. And first of all, let me recommend this. Bottled water is not necessarily the best type of water to drink. And the reason for that is because, especially in this time of year where I live, it's summer, it's full-blown, it's like in the 80s, and these bottles of water, they sit on sometimes a skid in the sun for hours at a time before they're moved out into the store where it's air-conditioned or into the refrigerator, because some people prefer to drink cold water, but filter your own water. Or reverse osmosis is good, or spring water is probably the best. But you know, if you're going to get it from a plastic bottle that's been sitting, in for quite some time, not necessarily the best. So definitely consider filtered water. By the way, if you were to filter your tap water, you know how much of that money you would save. It actually boils down to about a penny per gallon. That's how cheap it is if you take, filtered water, tap water, and filter it. Of course, the filter, you know, is going to cost you, but in the long run, it's probably the best option. So there you have it, guys. I hope this will help you. If not you, then someone you know. If you ever hear someone say, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom again, or you know, and maybe they're complaining, maybe it's a loved one or a friend that you can confide in or vice versa. And you say, you know what, you may have UTI. I think I heard it. And if you have any of those symptoms, get yourself some baking soda, cranberry juice, blueberries, or water, just plain old water. And that will help tremendously. Now, moving on to today's Wednesday's Word comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. And by the way, I hope all of you had a wonderful Independence Day. America celebrated 239 years, and so Happy birthday to America. Our many blessings, Brother Graham's Daily Devotion. Our many blessings. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good. And our land shall yield her increase. Psalm 85, verse 12. The great economic and material prosperity we are enjoying in the United States today is a gift of God's hand. The Bible tells us that the very goodness of God should lead us to repentance. All of these material blessings are gifts from God, given in order that we might humble ourselves, fall upon our knees before Him, and call upon His name. We should thank God, too, for the spiritual blessings that are beyond the power of the human tongue to describe. Here in North America, we still have freedom of worship. In many parts of the world, believers cannot assemble together. They cannot speak of their religious convictions because of totalitarian power. Here in North America, we have Bibles everywhere. We have the opportunity to preach. God has blessed us with 1,001 spiritual blessings in days of uncertainty and confusion, such as we are now passing through. These are gifts that go beyond our power to understand, and yet they are gifts of God that become ours when we receive His Son as our Savior and Lord. And that's Wednesday's Word. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I look forward to hearing from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, until next week, God bless you all, and bye-bye.